Meanwhile, back in the, how did you put it, in the cushy church van, the rest of the rescue was going along right on schedule.
Hey guys, there's the professor by that motorhome. I wonder if he can help us.
But I heard Jason say he and Eric saw a dinosaur. What do you think it was, Amadeo?
Now guys, there has to be some explanation for what Jason saw. But we've got to get Eric back before we can even think about it, okay?
You all get rained out of your campsite?
Well, not yet, but one of our boys wandered off from the camp after dark. We may need some help finding him in this rain.
Kids, I knew there'd be trouble. I'll call the park ranger on my CB, then I'll come and help. Delta Alpha Foxtrot calling home base. Over.
That you, Professor? Past your bedtime, isn't it?
Yes. The camper's out here at... What site are you on?
Number 7.
Yes. Yes, home base. We have a camper lost at number 7.
Okay, Professor. I'll send a ranger out to help. Flash flood warnings are in effect for the whole area. Stay away from that river.
Roger. We'll be in touch. Delta Alpha Foxtrot over and out. Okay. What's your name again?
Amadeo.
Okay, Mr. Amadeo. Just turn a 3-pointer in your van there, and we'll go do what we can.
Great. Thanks for your help.
Tell him about the dinosaur.
No time, Tyler.
What's that you're asking, boy?
Oh, one of the boys thought they saw a creature of some sort.
Is that right? What did it look like? It wasn't green by any chance, was it?
Well, none of us really saw it. It was the boy who's lost and his cousin. Evidently, they heard it, whatever it is, and they went out to get a photo.
You say they went out after it?
That's what they said.
If a boy gets hurt because of me, I'll never forgive myself.
Because of you?
Never mind now, son. But before this night's over, you'll all know what that creature is. But there's no time for that now. Let's go.
When we got back to the campsite, there was a soggy Labrador shaking off more water than was falling from the sky.
Well, I hope you enjoyed your leisurely ride in that dry church van. Took you long enough. He's down this way. Follow me.
That dog is a trained rescue dog. If we follow him, we should be able to find the boy.
He's heading straight for the river.
You boys stay in the van, okay?
You don't have to worry about us.
Prince, you come with us.
I led them all down the hill as fast as my paws would carry me, and we got to the river just as the rain was letting up. But I almost flipped my gizzard when I saw Mark and the boy. The water was washing around their knees now, and faster than it was before.
There they are.
It's all my fault. And they may be swept away.
Oh, don't worry about whose fault it is. There's not much time.
Mark! Mark! We're here!
Boy, Amadeo, am I glad to see you, good boy, Pullet. Listen, Amadeo, do you see the rope that's down there around the tree trunk?
Yeah, I got it!
Listen, I'm gonna hold on to the boy and jump in. You and the professor, please pull with all your might.
Wait a minute! It looks too dangerous. That water's too fast. You'll be swept under. Maybe we should wait for the rangers.
No, Amadeo, there's just no time. The water's coming up every foot every minute or so. We're gonna be swept away in no time. We've gotta give it a try while we can.
Well, I guess you're right.
Are you gonna hold me tight, Mark?
Listen, Eric. Don't you worry. God's in control, even of this flood. He's going to keep us safe.
There was one silent moment when everybody just stared at each other without speaking. And then, I guess they were ready.
You guys set?
I've got a good grip. How about you?
I'll do what I can.
Okay, Mark. Count to three, and we'll pull you on three.
All right. I've got to catch my breath first. All right, here we go. Hold on, Eric. Hold on tight. One, two, three.
Oh! Hang on, buddy.
Hey! Whoa! What a boy! Hey, Eric, say we're safe. All right. Come here, Bullet. Come here, boy. That a boy. Hey, good boy, Bullet. All right.
Woo! Way to go.
I must tell you something. Listen, before we go, I've got to tell you all how sorry I am for all of this.
What do you got to do with all this?
It's a long story, but I'm afraid it's all my fault. Can you all come and dry off in my camper?
Mark, you carry Eric and I'll get Jason.
Hey, well that sounds good. I'm still a little out of breath. Why don't we get on up out of here and get some dry clothes on? Eric, why are you crying, son? You're safe now.
I lost my picture of the Ericosaurus.
Ericosaurus?
It's a huge green creature, a living dinosaur, and now I'll never see it again.
Well, don't be too sure, young man. I have a feeling I may be able to solve the mystery of the creature of Dinosaur Valley.
Blazing campfire and plenty to eat. Oh, this is camping like I like it.
You can say that again. Pass the toasted marshmallows, graham crackers, and the chocolate bars. I'm making some more.
Here you go, Prince. You can have them. Marshmallows. Not enough meat on them for me.
Finally, an edible substance that you don't woof down by the canful.
Oh, but I do kind of like those little green sapling sticks they toast them on. Now there's a treat I can sink my teeth into.
Well, there's no accounting for taste. Let me see, how does it go? Some more.
Have you read all those dinosaur books you have in your camper, Professor?
Yes, I have. I suppose I might as well tell you all. I'm working on a robotic dinosaur for a local museum. Those books are my best research to finish my project. That's why I need privacy. I pore over those books trying to understand the mystery of the dinosaur.
Most of those books say some kind of change in climate killed off the dinosaurs?
That's right. And many people think it was a catastrophe such as an asteroid that crashed into the Earth.
Well, does what you saw tonight maybe give you any other ideas?
How's that?
We saw right up close how destruction from a flood can bring great trouble. Any of those books mention, say, a worldwide flood making the climate change?
Not that I know of.
Well, our dinosaur book tells all about it.
Which book is that?
It's the Bible, Professor.
I'm familiar with that. Doesn't it also say that Moses built a boat to save two of every kind of animal?
Well, Professor, it was actually Noah who did it. But yes, sir. He brought at least two of every creature onto the ark.
Including the dinosaurs?
I believe so, Professor. I believe Noah brought them as well.
Well, how could he possibly do that?
Well, I think it's like, you know, like a zookeeper would today. He took two young adults of every kind. Say, you boys know how big the average dinosaur was?
Really big, right?
Well, I can answer that. There were some big ones, but there were lots of smaller ones, too. The average size of a dinosaur was only about the size of a sheep.
Then Noah could really fit them all in the ark?
That's right, Jason. And after the flood, the Bible mentions dragons in quite a few places. Many creation scientists think that some of these dragons, why, they must have been seen by people during Bible times. Some big change in climate after the flood, well, it made it impossible for the dinosaurs to survive.
Are you telling me that there are some modern scientists who study the fossil record and actually think that the Bible's correct?
Lots of them.
Well, I'd like to read one of their books.
Hey, I've got a good one for you. I want you to start with Ken Ham's book. It's called The Great Dinosaur Mystery Solved.
I'll read it.
Okay.
That's it, Eric. That's your Ericosaurus.
Ericosaurus? I'm afraid not, son.
You know what that sound is?
It's a big lizard, all right, but no great discovery. Boys, meet Esmeralda, my pet iguana.
Whoa, he's huge.
Ooh, easy now, Esmeralda. These boys are friends.
That's not a dinosaur.
No, but she sure must look like one when you see her out in the woods at night.
Cool. That's the biggest lizard I've ever seen.
Well, she was only about a foot long when I got her, but now she's just over 6 feet long from nose to tail.
Hey, just like Noah and his dinosaurs. They started small, but they must have just kept on growing.
I got a question for you, Professor. Why was Esmeralda out there by our campsite the last couple of nights anyway?
Well, it's my big project. If I can get my robotic dinosaur to walk on all fours like this iguana, my project will be done.
And what's holding you up?
Balance. Do you know that even the most simple movement Esmeralda makes requires a mind-boggling number of minute adjustments and equilibrium? If I could get my dinosaur robot to keep its balance, I'd be a very happy man. And a rich man as well.
Do you mean you can't get your own creation to obey you?
That's the frustration of my life.
And yet, you believe in evolution.
I do.
But you see yourself how complex everything in the world is. If a brilliant man like you can't get a robot to take a simple step, how can you imagine that an animal, say a cheetah, can go over 70 miles an hour without being designed by a creator? How could it happen by chance?
You make a very interesting point, friend.
Mark, can I talk to you?
Sure, Eric. What you got on your mind?
Well, I was just thinking about what the professor said.
Yeah, what about it?
Well, I feel kind of like his dinosaur.
Well, how do you mean, Eric?
Well, I'm starting to believe that God really is the creator, and that means he made me.
You're right, son. He made all of us.
Well, if God made me, he deserves to control my life, and I've never let him.
I'll tell you what, Eric, you're right on that one.
I know I caused you a lot of trouble tonight. You could have gotten killed trying to rescue me. Will you show me how I can let God control my life?
I sure will, Eric. The first verse that comes to mind is over in Psalm 24:1. The earth is the Lord's, and the fullness thereof, the world, and they that dwell therein. Everything belongs to God. But unlike the professor's dinosaur, we have a free will to choose to obey our Creator. And Eric, you're not the only one that struggles with this.
What do you mean, Mark?
Every day, I have to choose to obey God. And it's not always easy.
You mean you disobey God too?
Yes, son. Well, that's why we need God so much. We need him to help us make the right decisions. Sounds like you're on the right path. God wants to help you make the right decision about him right now. Why don't we just sit down here and we'll look at the Bible and see what it says and get some answers to your questions. Let's start out by looking over at Psalm 100. It is he that hath made us, and not we ourselves.
Excuse me, Professor, but can we touch Esmeralda?
Sure. Oh, she really likes it when you rub that loose skin under her mouth.
Oh, man. Can you touch her?
Well, that does it. If those boys start petting a long green lizard when there's a nice warm dog standing by, well, I say it's time to go back to my jawbreaker.
Jawbreaker. For once, Bullet, old boy, I'm with you.
But, Prince, will you wipe the marshmallow off your face? You look like you're frothing at the mouth. And that reminds me of the time I faced that raccoon with the rabies down in Old Hickory Holler.
Well, stop right there with the rabid raccoon story. Here, stuff a few of these extra marshmallows in your mouth, and you'll have to be quiet.
Oh, now, why did you go and do that? Chewy, nasty stuff, it gets stuck between my teeth and gums.
Ah, all's quiet at last in Dinosaur Valley.